It's 8464 CA after another beautiful, busy weekend right across the tropical north. Set your calendars for this Friday night. It's going to be a wonderful show. Local legends Cameron Cusack and Anae Campbell headlining at the Tanks. This is a great homegrown show. Even though they actually come from slightly different parts of the country, both definitely call Cairns home. It really is going to be a great show and a great opportunity to actually hear his latest single, and it's doing really well. I know just from the grabs that we've been playing on the radio, a lot of people have been asking about this particular song. It's called Twin Flame. We'll hear a little bit of that song in just a second as well. Cameron Cusack, welcome along to 4CA. Great to have your company.
Oh, well, thanks for having me on the show.
Mate, excited about the gig, and look, it's always great to actually, you know, really support some local talent. I've got to admit, and Ace probably slightly better looking than you from my perspective.
Oh,
but
yeah. I don't know. I could put on a dress too. It could be one of those shows.
Oh, don't starve me, Dad. I'll tell you what. I might match and try and shave my legs. I'd probably need
There we go.
I need a chainsaw to do it. But anyhow, it could be interesting. But look, Kat, let's talk a little bit more about your background, because Troy Cassar Daly's obviously a guy that's had amazing inroads right across the country. I mean, he's written songs that have been recorded and hits for people like Jimmy Barnes. That alone says something. But he's your mentor. He's someone you've toured with. So obviously somebody who's really influenced the type of style and the things that you're doing in this day and age.
Yeah, well when I was a young fellow still in school, I started playing some shows with Troy Cassar Daly, and, you know, I used to go to school and the teachers would say, you got to focus more on your schoolwork. And I said, well, no, I want to be a country singer. And they said, no, there's always going to be a hobby for you. And I said, I'm touring with Troy Cassar Daly. And they called my mum in, said I was a liar. Their mum's and I was, yeah. So I had been doing that. Then I left school. I did his tour called The Home Tour. I did that with him. And he's just been one of those people that have been there for me to give me advice and you know, push me along a little bit as well. He's a great bloke, Troy. He's got time for everyone.
Yeah, no, there's something about his style. He's just really relaxed, laid back, and very approachable. Well, now that you are actually a two-time Toyota Star Maker finalist, what do you reckon the teachers might be saying now about some of that advice they gave you?
I think they'll probably be a bit suckish up to me anyway, I reckon. Just been down in my hometown as well, and, you know, so it's interesting to see what they think of it all.
Well, look, you hail originally from Merimbula in New South Wales, a coastal town, a lot like Cairns, but temperature-wise and ambience-wise, I can understand why I believe you moved to Cairns about 8 years ago.
Oh, Merimbula's a beautiful place, but, you know, it is a lot colder. I think I got down to 1 degree one of the nights I was here, and, it's a little bit different to Cairns, so on the way driving back home to Cairns now to, be back in the warmth.
We are really looking forward to this show, and particularly, of course, that release that I mentioned just a few minutes ago. It's called Twin Flame, a great song, and it's really starting to catch on. I gather just from people that are hearing it, talking about it. I had somebody, I got a laugh. Somebody said, "What's that song? Is it Wind Vane?" And then we worked it out. Wow. They were talking about Twin Flame. So I'm going to get into big trouble for talking out of school about that particular one. But it's obviously having an impact, Cameron.
Yeah, that song, and I've released another song since then as well called Skeletons and Broken Hearts, and, you know, the latest singles have been doing really well for me, and I've got more to come as well, and, you know, it's, I'm trying to do things a little bit different, a bit more modern, and record it differently as well, and it's sort of taken off a bit, which is what you want, I suppose.
And, obviously when you're actually doing a show where you're actually co-headlining with Anae Campbell, and there's, I guess, that accessibility and that kind of modern sound when it comes to country. Yeah. Sure, it's country, but it's got, I guess, such a contemporary aspect for it, which means that it's really getting out there to a wider audience as well.
That's right, you know, and it's catchy, and that's how we try and write songs too, that catchy, like almost like pop songs with pedal steel in it.
Yeah, sure.
It has that country flavour still, but
And checking out one of Anae's videos, actually, obviously acoustic driven with two guitars, but also the banjo there, but it also, you know, just gives it that slight edge, which is something that's really popular with audiences as well. You know,
that's right, yeah.
On the night, this Friday night at the Tanks for the show, what can we expect? Are you guys doing, I guess, solo gigs, but maybe coming together to actually do a bit of a, you know, a couple of songs together as well?
That's a secret, that one. But we have got a show in line for everyone, so it's going to be a killer show. I'm pretty sure Anae is playing with a band as well, and you know, I've got my band with me as well. It's the only band show on the tour that I'm doing, so we're trying to make it a big sort of event, big sort of show, and it's going to be really good.
I mean, particularly after COVID-19 and, of course, some of the challenges of the last year or so, as you said, getting there with a full band. But no wonder you're driving so quickly back from Maroombula to get back to Cairns, because by the sound of it, you and Anae may be doing a little bit of a rehearsal together. But I guess we find out Friday night. We can't say too much
more.
We
will. We can't say too much more, but, Thursday, we've got rehearsals Thursday night, and then, straight to Tanks to do sound check Friday.
Well, look, it's great to see two modern convicts. It's like you've been sent to Cairns to actually spend, you know, obviously your life these days. A great place to be, obviously from different parts of the country. But now two locals, true locals, they've been living here for quite a few years. This Friday night, Cameron Cusack and Anae Campbell, it's happening at the Tanks. Hey, let's play a part of your song. Really keen to hear it. It's such a wonderful, wonderful sound. Cameron, it's been great to talk to you this morning, and we're looking forward to seeing you this Friday night at the Tanks.
Yeah, we'll see you all there.
Well, I don't want to be alone tonight. These feelings I can't seem to fight. And you, I know you're staying at your dad's. Promise he won't be mad, 'cause he's staying out of town. He won't know I'm around. And I won't let you down, let you down.
No, I won't.
They don't wanna see us together. They know it'll be forever. Two birds of a broken feather. They wanna keep us apart, playing with some broken hearts, leaving us out in the dark. 'Cause you know, baby, you're my twin flame. Get me higher than cocaine. Send me, baby, insane, insane. You know, baby, you're my twin flame. Get me higher than cocaine. Send me, baby, insane. You're my twin flame. These days, they got me black and blue.
What a great contemporary sound. Cameron Cusack, my special guest in Breakfast this Friday night at Tanks. Make sure you drop in and see him with Anae Campbell. Going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. Righto, it is that time. Are you ready to play? It's